This is Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook for June 14th, 2005. A member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. TechPodcasts.com. Today's column, from the archives, I Told You So. First published August 22nd, 2003. One of the most frustrating positions at work or home is when you want to say, I told you so, but you can't. In business, this usually occurs when you warn against a problem only to have the problem occur anyway. While you're probably wise enough not to say it out loud, the chorus of, I told you so, echoing in your head can sometimes become deafening. As you can imagine, though, expressing those thoughts can lead to your marginalization, if not to the outright loss of your job. While this can be an ugly situation, there are a few ways to help ease the pain, both to your psyche and to your high-tech career. If you feel you're facing an I told you so situation, the first action you must take is a reality check. You must be very honest with yourself. Are you reacting to legitimate technical concerns, or do you have some ulterior motive to your resistance? We can all be resistant to change or have a personal dislike of a coworker. Are you using your own prejudices to undermine an otherwise sound project? This may seem harsh, but I've personally seen many a project sabotaged by infighting and politics that might otherwise have succeeded. I can guarantee you that being seen as an obstructionist, for whatever reason, is no way to enhance your career. If your motives are suspect, someone is bound to figure this out and call you on the carpet. If, after some thought, though, you decide that there are flaws in the project, you owe it to yourself and your company to make your reservations known. Bringing up your concerns when a project fails serves no one and can seriously damage your relationship with your coworkers. You'll want to address your concerns in the most diplomatic way possible, but you need to make them clearly known early enough to be considered useful. Too often, we couch our concerns in such a non-threatening manner that others don't seem to see them clearly, or take them seriously. Each situation is unique, so you'll have to decide at which point your concerns have been heard or are falling on deaf ears. Pursuing your concerns too long will generate further resistance and animosity. Know when the battle is lost or won, and don't fight any longer than that. Whether your concerns about a project have been addressed or not, it's important that you document them and document to whom you communicated these concerns. It's an ugly fact of business that recriminations can sometimes occur when a project fails. You want to make sure that you have your ducks in a row so that other, less scrupulous people don't try to blame the failure on you. You want to be able to clearly show your concerns were communicated, should this ever occur. If you find yourself engaged in a large amount of this CYA type of activity, though, it can be an indication that you should be looking elsewhere for a better job. Any company that operates this way will eventually place you in a position of taking the blame for a failure you foresaw, but weren't given the authority to rectify. More after this. You're listening to Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook with Douglas E. Welch. For more information, visit welchwrite.com/career. WELCHWRITE.com/career. If you truly feel a project is misguided, your only recourse may be to prepare for its eventual failure. While you might be unable to stop a project, you can develop plans that will make your life easier when it occurs. If you can't control the project, at least you can control your reaction to its failure. Being prepared is the best way to ease your mind. One final important thought. If you're indeed called upon to pick up the pieces of a project failure, don't expect any praise for your efforts. This may sound counterintuitive, but it's a simple, hard truth of business. In many cases, bruised egos and angry management will simply want the problems to disappear. They'll be more interested in shifting the blame or punishing the guilty than praising your work. If you were well prepared for the failure, some might take this as proof that you never believed in the project, or them, from the beginning. They might even try to blame you for sabotaging their project. Sometimes rationality goes out the window in the midst of a big failure. You'll have to remember, though, that you did everything you could do to prevent the failure. No matter what anyone might try to tell you, you did the right thing. There's no perfect way to navigate the I told you so situation, but simply being aware of the pitfalls is a great place to start. It can be a minefield of recriminations and ego, but as long as you continue to serve your needs and the needs of your company, there's no reason you can't work through the problems and emerge with a stronger position in your company and your career. This has been Career Opportunities, the High Tech Career Handbook with Douglas E. Welch, a member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here. The complete text of this column and all past columns are available on our website at welchwrite.com/career. Questions and comments are always welcome via email at career@welchwrite.com, posted as comments on the Career Opportunities blog, or on our listener feedback line at 206-888-6387. Again, 206-888-6387.